Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's a big day at Navy Pier today, celebrating a birthday, lots of new things to talk about, and the president of Navy Pier and CEO, Marilyn Gardner, is here. Happy birthday to Navy Pier today, Marilyn.
Well, thank you. 108, and going strong.
Yeah, and before we talk about what's going on and what's new at the pier, I love the history footnote that involves George Bush, and he was training at Navy Pier back in, was it the 40s?
Yes, that is true. And he was flight training. And as the story goes, his plane may actually still be at the bottom of the lake. He apparently crashed like others did and missed the
landing strip.
The landing strip on, there were two flight training landing strips, the Wolverine and the Sable, thus the name Sable for the Sable Hotel at Navy Pier.
Ah, I got it. Yeah. 108 years old today. And I remember before the major construction project there, jogging down to the end of the pier and back. And there was nothing there, right? I mean, it was basically just sheds, wasn't it?
Dilapidated sheds from the far west end all the way down to near the Aon Grand Ballroom. So, yeah, so much change over the last couple of decades.
And the big news today, other than the birthday celebration and what you've got going there tonight, is there's a big new attraction. Tell us about this.
Well, absolutely. We have several new attractions, Bob. So Flyover Chicago, if you haven't experienced Flyover, it is an absolute must. The pre-show is incredibly moving. It tells the story of our neighborhoods and the people who make Chicago so great. Talks about our grit, our resilience, the hope and the opportunity of Chicago. And then you experience flying through Chicago. So you get a perspective that is only available to birds, basically.
Is it a movie?
So it's if you've seen Soaring at Disney, it's very similar, where you are strapped into a seat. You feel like you're hang gliding throughout the city of Chicago. So truly spectacular. Illuminarium recently opened, and this is a pop-up version of a future, more permanent installation that takes you to experience the moon or an African safari, but also many other new attractions and experiences coming on board. So this Friday, Lord of the Rings opens at Chicago Shakespeare Theater. So that will be a terrific musical that will then travel to Europe after a stint here.
Mm-hmm.
So many things to do and see. The Home of House exhibit celebrating the anniversary of house music, which, as you know, originated
right
in
here.
Chicago. So great things to do and see. Every day we celebrate our birthday, 365 days a year.
Talk about the movies, and you've got, is Honey Shrunk the Kids tonight?
It is. So Waterflix is our summer-long series that of movies out in Polk Brothers Park. So again, just a spectacular place to see a movie where the lake serves as the backdrop on the lake lawn in Polk Brothers Park. So every Monday for the rest of the summer.
Every Monday, nice. Yes, and then you've got the fireworks still Wednesday and Saturday, right?
Every Wednesday and Saturday. Fireworks at 9 p.m. Wednesday and Saturday at 10.
What's new in the food department at Navy Pier?
Well, you were just talking about Rainbow Cone. Rainbow Cone has been a very popular amenity at the pier.
They're at the pier too, huh?
Yes,
they're everywhere.
They are. They're everywhere. But as you know, the majority of our food experiences, our culinary experiences, are Chicago, authentically Chicago, including our one of our newest Art Smith's reunion restaurant, which is phenomenal. It's at the front end of the pier, right by Harry Carey's, Giordano's, and there's so much more. And our quick service experiences and the food experience are, you know, there you can buy Potbelly.
Hey, JoJo's Shake Bar.
Oh, yes,
we're gonna have to have a cocktail
yes,
over there.
JoJo's up in Pier Park, right near the Centennial Wheel and the new mini golf course. So a great way
wow.
to enjoy a sweet treat after experiencing incredible views of the city.
You got a lot going on. And Art Smith, he was Oprah's chef back
yes,
in the day.
Yes, he sure was. He sure was, and he's at the pier quite often. And,
is he?
Yes, loves and engaging with our guests.
And you've got that hotel. We talked to the general manager when the hotel opened up there. And what's new there at the hotel, and how's that going?
The hotel is just terrific. I mean, as you might imagine, the most spectacular views of the lakefront and city that you've ever seen. The hotel is just beautiful, great place for a staycation or for your out-of-town guests. You feel like you're actually out on a cruise ship. Lyrica is their restaurant, and they also operate offshore, which is the world's largest outdoor rooftop bar.
And you know, I can't let you go without bringing up a topic
parking.
That I love. Yes, parking at Navy Pier. I have you. Have you thought about a way to discount the parking?
Yes. Well, we have a terrific opportunity that we just launched this spring, and it is called the Navy Pier Passport. So think of it like a membership to Navy Pier, and there are different levels of passport, and you with the passport, there are different levels where you receive some portion of discounted parking, free rides, that sort of thing. So check our website for a passport to Navy Pier, which will provide discounted parking. But as you know, Bob, we provide about 300 free arts and culture programs to provide access to some of our local emerging and well-established performing arts organizations on our stages throughout the pier. And there is no cost for admission, mm-hmm. nor to experience those incredible
okay.
programs.
All right, discounted parking. Now we're getting somewhere, Marilyn. It's happy birthday, Navy Pier, 108 today. Marilyn Gardner runs things over there. Always good to catch up with you. See you at the pier.
Great seeing you, and look forward to seeing you back at the pier soon.
Thanks.